greetings again in Jesus' precious name. This is Brother Ephraim, and I'm happy to share with you on the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. Thanks for calling in. I plan to share today the first part of a two-part series on the subject of disciplining our mind. A few opening thoughts on this. We have tremendous opportunity in our time. I don't think, I don't think that's debatable. There is so much that one can know, so much one can get involved in, so much one can do in our day. Years ago, if your father was a farmer, that was pretty much all that you could expect for yourself. You're going to be a farmer. If your father was a weaver, then you're going to be a weaver. If he was a tailor, you're going to be a tailor. And you're basically going to live and die your whole life in the town that you were born in. Many times, it wasn't always that way. People moved around some, but not nearly like we do today. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. Truly we are. As scientists discover more and more about the human body, there's just so many mind-boggling things that happen in our physical bodies that God has made. And it just becomes more and more marvelous as the technology appears to look into it more and discover more. Now, I talked about the tremendous opportunity that we have. And the Bible says that whom much is given, much is also required. So make no mistakes, my friends. We are given much. And of us, much is required. Now, I would say that there's a reason for all the technology that there is in our day. It's not a mistake. It's not an accident. It's not the world going out of control. It's not just the greed and lust for power that men have, although that is a part of it. But God is allowing it. God is allowing it to be so in the end times. We are coming close to the end times, and as we approach the end times, there's going to be a climax of so many things. Worldwide communication is ratcheted up. False teachings are ratcheted up. Fear in the hearts of men is ratcheted up. Violence is ratcheted up. Wickedness is ratcheted up. Temptations are ratcheted up. Knowledge is ratcheted up. Opportunity is ratcheted up. Accountability is ratcheted up. We can't ignore it. Neither can we escape the fact. It is the way it is. That's the world we live in today. We didn't choose when we were going to be born. We didn't choose where we were going to be born. But here we are in the United States of America in 2017, times like no other. And we are tremendously blessed and tremendously responsible, especially so if we know the Lord Jesus and we know the solution to the problems of this world. We know that men who find Jesus will be translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of His dear Son. We know these things. There's a war to fight, my friends, and it's not going to work to just pull ourselves up somewhere. We have to choose which war that we will fight. We're going to have to fight in this life. It's not going to work to just hole ourselves up somewhere, like I said. What are we doing about it? Well, it really has to start with how we will apply our minds. It has to start in the mind or in the heart. This is interchangeable. Let me read to you three verses in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3, 4, and 5. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. My friends, this is the war that we as believers, if you're a believer today, if you're a Christian, this is the war that we must fight. And we must fight it individually, we must fight it personally, and we must fight it corporately. We must put ourselves in the midst of a people that will fight with us this war. Not the war of swords and spears and cannons and rockets and nuclear bombs and whatever all they have today. Not that kind of war. But this war, the war that is spiritual, the war of pulling down strongholds. And as we fight this war, God will supply us with all might through his Son, and as we are filled by his Spirit. It says they're casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And there are many things. There are so many things, so many strongholds, so many imaginations, so many high things that exalt themselves against God. And it's not just way out there. It's not just in other religions besides Christianity. It comes very close to home in many, many so-called Christian circles, in Christian families, in the hearts of Christians. There's a war going on, and there's strongholds and imaginations and high things that exalt themselves against God. But as we wage war against these things, we need to bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. What a wonderful thing if we can do that. And we can, by the grace of God, we can. I find it very inspirational to think about the wars of the Old Testament as they went out to fight one tribe against another, and they would go out and they would slaughter all those that had no value or that posed a threat to their own tribe. And those that appeared to be useful, like the women and the children, those that could be useful, they would bring into captivity, bring them back to their own tribe, put them through programs, teach them their own ways, teach them how to be useful, how to be practical, how to apply themselves in the ways of this new tribe that they found themselves in. Very, very much against the will of those that were taken captive. But they were forced to it. They were forced to it. And there they were, brought into the obedience of their captives, or their captors, I should say. This is the way that we need to be with our thoughts. We need to force our thoughts into the obedience of Christ, quite against the will of our flesh, quite against the will of the world and the devil. We need to be out there busy and catching those thoughts as they come, catching them, taking them captive, and checking them out. Now, thought, what are you? Are you going to be a threat to me, or are you going to be a help to me? If you're going to be a help, if you have potential, let's bring you up into captivity and teach you the ways of Christ and make you obedient to Christ. And if you're not going to be obedient, if there's no way, if you're quite outside the will of Christ and you're not going to bend your way to it, I'm going to kill you. That's the way we need to face the thoughts that come into our mind. Now, tomorrow, I would like to list some steps to freedom from evil thoughts. List some steps in how we can do this, how we can bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. That's for tomorrow, and this is going to be it for today. I'd like to give you some numbers yet. There's going to be a Saturday morning Bible study tomorrow at 7:30 Eastern Standard Time, and you can call a number 857-216-6700. Let me repeat that, 857-216-6700. And the access code is 525-819. I invite you to call in and study the Bible with us on the phone. God bless you.